cause I'm feeling kinda taller than you.
Lately,
I'm feeling kinda stronger than you.
Lately,
I'm feeling kinda better than you.
And I know just what
matters. Cause I'm a soldier now.
Hello and happy Tuesday afternoon, everyone. This is Trinity Sunshine. I am your host here at Ask the Chief Radio Show on WDRB Media. Thank you again for tuning in this Tuesday. Last week, I started a series called The Waiting Rooms of Life. And this week, I want to go into a second part of it, the seasons where we're not where we used to be, but we're not yet where we want to be. We're just waiting, hoping, holding on, trying to live in the in-between. In last week's segment, I talked about a time when I set in on a peer group, a veterans peer group, and I was listening to people share how hard it has been not having the children that they dreamed of. And I felt that ache, that longing, that quiet grief that sits in the corners of our lives. And then just a few days later, I sat next to a woman in church and she told me how depressed she was that she had lost her pet, her companion, her comfort, her joy. And she said, if I could just get another pet, it would heal my heart. It would give me purpose again. She even knew exactly where she wanted to go. It was a place where she had volunteered before. And I told her, hey, I'll go with you whenever she was ready. Because sometimes the waiting room feels less heavy when someone sits beside you. But here's the truth that I wanted to share with you today. Most of us are living our lives if our best lives start later, after a child comes, after a partner arrives, after a job change, after the grief lifts, after the money improves, after the next blessing shows up. We tell ourselves, when that thing happens, then I'll be happy, then I'll be whole, then I'll start living. But family, life does not start after the blessing. Life is happening right now in the waiting room. And the waiting room is not punishment, it's preparation. And if you're waiting for a child, ask yourself, are you building the foundation now? Are you strengthening your body, your finances, your emotional health, your support system? Are you becoming the parent that you hope to be before the child arrives? Are you waiting for companionship while sitting in the waiting room of life, human or animal? Then ask yourself, are you creating a life that joy can walk into? Are you healing the parts of your heart that broke? Are you making space for love, for responsibility, and for connection? If you're waiting for purpose, ask yourself, are you practicing purpose in small ways? Are you showing up for yourself? Are you tending to your life like it already matters? Because here's the secret, y'all. Your best life doesn't begin when the blessing arrives. Your best life begins when you begin. It begins where you are. It begins now. When you decide to build, when you decide to heal, when you decide to prepare, and when you decide to live, even in the waiting. And if the blessing never comes in the form you imagine, you still have built a life that honors you, a life that nourishes you, a life that reflects the very best of who you are. So today I'm asking you, what waiting room are you sitting in? And what can you build while you're there? I just want to remind you that waiting is not wasted time. It's where strength grows, character forms and develops. Waiting is where preparation becomes purpose, and purpose becomes peace.
The pen's in my hand, ending unplanned. open up the dirty window, let the sun illuminate the words that you could not find. Reaching for something in the distance, so close you can almost taste it. Release your inhibitions, feel the rain on your skin. No one else can feel it for you, only you can let it in. No one else, no one else can speak the words on your lips. Treat yourself in words unspoken, live your life with arms wide open. Today is where your book begins.
Yes, yes, yes. The story is unwritten. Your life story as you live and breathe today is still unwritten. You have not come to the end of it yet. All right. So as veterans, we have dedicated so much of our time being selfless to people we don't even know, to people that don't know us. And it's rare that you come back and get complimented and pat on the back for those sacrifices, you know? But as we navigate through military careers and we come back into civilian sector, and even those that are still serving, we still have to live outside of service. We still live in the real world. And yet we've become accustomed to pretty much buying the whole loaf of bread and finding satisfaction with just being able to eat the ends and making the world think that we're happy with just the ends of a good loaf of bread. You know what I mean? And sometimes in our life, we've had to choose more responsibility instead of real healing, you know? But when we are beyond the confines of the UCMJ, when we are beyond the confines of being in the military and where we have opportunities to make our own decisions for our own well-being, we can't continue to think that way and choose more responsibility rather than overhealing and then wonder why we're still unhappy. And a little bit about my military career. I was actually a food service specialist in the Coast Guard, and I went on to become a culinary instructor at the Coast Guard Culinary School in Petaluma, California. And I've also attended Culinary Institute of America in upstate New York, as well as Greystone in Napa Valley. So I have a lot of experience in the kitchen, and I see life sometimes in the reference of recipes and ideas to feed our body to become strong. And so I'll use metaphors from the kitchen a lot of time to describe things. And this week I came up with this thought of the waiting rooms of life when we have the ingredients, but we won't bake the cake. And I always said, if you got a great recipe for chocolate chip cookies, but you're using a brownie recipe, stop getting mad if you are not getting chocolate chip cookies. You know what I'm saying? Use the correct recipe. And what I've been seeing over and over again in the lives of people that I love, people that I counsel, and people that I sit beside, whether it's in church or I serve in my local community, is the idea of the waiting rooms of life, the seasons where we're not where we used to be. You know, we're just waiting, hoping, dreaming, hurting, and sometimes we're stuck. And I'd mentioned before we went into the song that I was sitting next to a lady in church, and she told me she was depressed. I could tell something wasn't quite herself from the previous time I'd seen her. She had lost her pet and was just really needing some healing in that area to feel whole again. As she described it, it would give her purpose again. She knew exactly where she wanted to go. She had volunteered at this particular place of adoption before. I think it was a rescue mission type place. She knew the hours. She knew what their whole process was. And I'd even offered to go with her, you know, when the time came, because, you know, we, as veterans, We have a humanitarian spirit. I may say that. I know that about me. But we're always offering to help. But what we have to realize too is an offer for help can sometimes look like we're encroaching on somebody's time and space, or it may even come across as, you know, us saying that y'all don't have the ability without a buddy to heal yourself. And that's not what I was doing. So I always want to be careful to say, I'm available if you'd like for me to go with you, and just leave it up that I'm not going to call you every day. But she had someone that was willing to go with her, which was me. And she had all the ingredients to bake her healing cake. This is the cake that she said she needed, that she needed to consume, that she needed to bake and consume in order to give her purpose again. But she said she wasn't ready yet. And I thought, well, you have the discomfort, you have a solution, you have the place, you have the support, you have the desire, you have the plan, but you're not ready yet. And then life did what life often does. Just out of nowhere, things happen when we say we have a need, but we're not ready to fulfill the need. I'm sick. Somebody gives you the cure, but you're not ready to take the cure. Out of the blue, I got a text and she says, hey, I adopted a dog. Oh, that's great. And I'm so excited because I want to see my friend heal whole and happy again. But this was not the recipe that she had laid out that she needed. It wasn't the plan, the place, the timing, and probably not going to be the healing that she imagined. And yet I sit next to her and she tells me that she's depressed. She's still unfulfilled. Now with more responsibility, because the animal that she adopted is a special needs animal. She has less flexibility to socialize now because you got to run back. You have a new animal that y'all are still bonding. So it's got anxiety and you've got anxiety. So you've really added on to what was going on. And please understand, y'all, this is not me being judgmental, but this show is called Ask the Chief. I have survived a lot in life. And if you ask me how I did it, it's through observation and it's by learning. It's by having recipes and burning a whole lot of stuff. This is crispy edges and stuck to the pan and all of that, baby. That's where this is coming from. So it's not judgmental at all. I'm here to share practical advice and things that have worked for me, things that work for me. I know sometimes I can be so jubilant that it makes people like, oh, she can't be that happy all the time. But I'm telling you, in my life where I am right now is the happiest I have ever been. It's because I don't allow anybody to dictate what goes into my recipe. Best believe that. But when we don't follow our own recipe and we grab ingredients that weren't part of, in my friend's case, it wasn't part of her plan. You just throw it in a bowl and hope that it would magically bake a happy cake. But we do this all the time. And like I said, I'm coming from a place of experience as well. We say we want healing, but we choose distraction. We say we want joy, but we choose chaos. We say we want peace, but we choose people who drain us. We say we want purpose, but we choose obligations that bury us. We say we want change, but we choose the same patterns. And then we wonder why we're still unhappy. Sometimes I ask myself, are we afraid to be happy and healed? When we're sitting in the waiting rooms of life, wishing, hoping, are we afraid to be happy? Does depression feel safer because it gets us more attention? Do we fear losing the sympathy we get when we say we're struggling? Ask ourselves, are we addicted to the comfort of being pitiful because it brings people close? Are we choosing misery because it's familiar? Because here's the truth. When someone refuses to follow their own recipe for healing, they don't just hurt themselves. They hurt the people who love them, the people who offer to help, the people who showed up, the people who sat in the waiting room with them, the people who believed in their plan, because suddenly those people are dealing with the depressed 2.0 version, the version created by ignoring the solution, the version created by not following the recipe. And honestly, y'all, that's not fair, because friendships, relationships, partnerships, they all require nurturing. All of those ships need to stay afloat, and it requires everybody involved to be giving in a positive way. It requires effort, reciprocity, and it requires emotional hygiene. So if a person refuses to seek professional, spiritual, mental, or physical healing, if they refuse to follow their own recipe, if they refuse to choose joy, how long do they expect people to stick around? People will wander towards peace and drift towards joy. People will choose environments where they can breathe. And that's why I live by this simple truth. I follow my time-tested recipe for happiness. When an ingredient in my life no longer produces peace, joy, balance, satisfaction, brilliance, victory, sufficiency, courage, expansion, when it no longer complements the banquet of life that I desire, I remove that ingredient. I don't negotiate with it. I don't justify it. I don't keep tasting it, hoping it'll change flavor. I remove it and I replace it with something that works, something that nourishes me, that expands me, and that brings increase. So when I sit at my buffet table life and I partake of the dishes prepared with recipes that I've created, I am full, I am happy, I am satisfied. So the moral of this segment is simple. Choose your ingredients carefully and follow your own recipe. And this is Trinity Sunshine reminding you that healing is not accidental. Joy is not accidental. Peace is not accidental. They are baked intentionally with the ingredients that you choose. So welcome back, y'all. Let's talk about why we wait to be happy. Fear, familiarity, and the recipes that we ignore. So let's go deeper into this idea of waiting, okay? Not waiting for blessings, but waiting to allow ourselves to be happy. When we're sitting in life's waiting room, all of these different things that we wish had happened and we're hoping to happen and everything. As I've watched people, how good people, loving people, hurting people sit in waiting rooms of life with the door wide open. The solution is right there. The healing is right there. The opportunity is right there. And again, y'all, trust and understand what I'm telling you. I'm speaking from lived experience. These are things that I've learned. These are things that I continue to learn. And when I talk to people and I interact with people and I sit with veterans and I'm sitting in my peer groups, my heart is so full of wanting to help, to be an example, to make sure that my personality and my energy is always good and in check, you know? But the solution is here if the door is open. The healing is right there if the door is open. The opportunities are there when the door is open. But why don't we walk through? Because happiness really requires responsibility. Let's not be afraid of that, my brothers and sisters, especially my veteran brothers and sisters. We take responsibility for everybody and everything and every situation, making sure the watch is stood. You know, give ourselves the same grace. Healing requires accountability. Joy requires discipline. Peace requires boundaries. Growth requires discomfort. Do it for ourselves. Let's do it for ourselves. We've done it for our country. We are doing it for our country. And sometimes if you're still doing it for the country, you're still serving, you still got to do it for yourself. You're made of that. You can do this. You got this. And many people are more comfortable being miserable than being responsible. So let me say that again. Many people are more comfortable being miserable than being responsible because misery is familiar. It is predictable. It gets attention. It brings sympathy. And it doesn't require any change. Happiness, on the other hand, that requires work. It requires letting go. It requires choosing differently. It requires an about face. It requires following the recipe. So let me get back to my friend that was sitting in church. She knew what she needed. She knew where to go. She knew someone who could help her, and she knew the steps, but she wasn't ready. So when she didn't follow her own recipe, she ended up with more stress, more responsibility, and the same level of unhappiness, y'all. Family, this is a pattern. When people say, I want peace, but they keep chaos close by. I want love, but they choose people who can't give it. I want healing, but they avoid the work. I want joy, but they cling to sadness. I want change, but they repeat the same behaviors. And then they wonder why their life tastes bitter. Let me tell you something from my own journey. Happiness is a choice you must make before the blessing arrives. You must choose it in the waiting room, in the quiet, in the loneliness, in the rebuilding, in the preparation. Because if you don't choose happiness before the blessing, you won't know how to hold it. You won't keep it. And I've learned to follow my recipe of joy, my recipe for peace, my recipe for balance, my recipe for expansion. And when an ingredient stops working, I remove it. Not later, not eventually, not after it destroys the whole batch. Not after it destroys me. I remove it now. Because my life is a banquet and I get to choose what's on the table. So here's a message for today. Let me leave you with this. Stop waiting to be happy. That means stop waiting to be ready. Stop waiting for the perfect moment. Stop waiting for the perfect blessing. Stop waiting for the perfect scenario. And stop measuring your situation by the scenario that you see, because what you're seeing is a snippet of a perfect scenario. You don't see what's going on behind the scenes. Don't measure yourself against that. You have the ingredients, you have the recipe, you have the kitchen, the tools, and the support. Bake your joy now. Make it work for you. You are capable. You are able. You have carried the world on your shoulders. Stop being afraid to be happy. And again, this is Ask the Chief. You ask me. I'm just telling you from my point of view. You can tune in or tune out or listen again. I hope you listen again and I hope you share it, because I can have every degree on the wall. I can attend every class. And then when I graduate, I got to go and find what? Experience. I could have all the degrees in the world, but I got to go find experience. So I'm speaking to y'all from my experience. I'm speaking to you as a big sister, a little sister, auntie, as the chief. I'm just speaking to you from a voice of experience. That's the best I can do. And I think WDRB, oh my goodness, let me tell you what a blessing it is to have this platform. And I tell you, I wondered, it's like, Lord, is anybody listening? Am I touching anybody? Am I making a difference? Every week I send more and more invitations out to people. So I can't see y'all. I can't see y'all. But I'm telling you what, this comes from my heart. And I have tried every which way to stop doing this show. And I'm like, oh, I'm overwhelmed. It doesn't sound good or whatever. I'm just being real. I haven't been trained in radio, y'all. I'm just being real. God has put this on my heart. My trauma has become my testimony. And I am a good listener. And when I listen to things, I analyze them. And God just puts this on my heart to share with y'all. So I'm just reminding you that happiness is not a destination. It really is a decision. And you deserve to make that decision today. You deserve to be happy today. And the thing that I will share with people that as they meet me in person, I love the Lord. The happiest times and the most successful times of my life has been when I've been walking in the scripture. And that's what I was raised up in. I've strayed off the path, on the path, going onto the bridges. Honey, let me tell you, I'm not a perfect angel. But I can tell you what works for me. And just like the UCMJ applies to us when we're in the serving in the military, the Bible for me is my standard. It's my foundation. It's the thing that when I read it, it is instruction for me to how to be a better person. That's what I get from that. How to be a better person, how to be a better Trinity, how to love people, how to be kind to people, to be honest and to be and to not take advantage of people. That's what I learned from the Bible. So I don't want people to think that you got to be all religious or that I'm all religious. It's not about that at all. We all have something that we draw from in order that something that we stand on. What do you stand on when it comes to your values in life? The things that are important to you to live by and to instill into your children or to expect from people that you allow into your circle. That's what the Word of God does for me. And that's where my message comes from. And so if you ever meet me and I'm joyful and over, my joy agitates people and I get it. I have had people that I've watched sabotage me and I continue to sit there and smile because it's not an ingredient that I'll be using again. Can you imagine being happy and joyful and have never done anything wrong to a person and yet and still they're agitated by your presence? They're agitated by your social media. They're, you know, it's crazy. And then they won't even own up to it. But that's a whole nother show, y'all. That's a whole nother show. That is not in my waiting room at all. But again, I'll leave you with this. You deserve happiness. You deserve it. So be happy. And as I close off today's show, let me leave you with a prayer. Your Heavenly Father, in the quiet sanctuary of your presence, I find the courage that my heart longs for. I am humbled and awestruck by the calling that you have placed upon my life. In the moments when I am overwhelmed by the magnitude of the task before me, please remind me of Esther's courage. Infuse my spirit with the same boldness that you bestowed upon her, that I may stand in the face of trials with unwavering faith. Lord, when I am tempted to remain silent, give me the strength to speak. When I am drawn to the shadows, empower me to step into the light. May my life be a testament to your grace as I live out my divine purpose with the conviction that comes only from you. Thank you for being my peace, my shield, and my guide. I lay my fears at your feet and I take hold of your courage. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Thank y'all for tuning in. God bless you. I salute you. And until next week, y'all take care of each other.
Somebody's lack of love, or you can start speaking up. Nothing's gonna hurt you.